Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. As we praise the Lord on this Monday morning, we're so grateful and so thankful that God has allowed us this opportunity to do so. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you are our God. You are the awesome one. You are our Jehovah Jireh, Yuri, our provider. You are our God who we can call on at any given time. And we bless your name this morning, Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord God, for their yes. Thank you for all those that are on this call, especially Mother Oliver and Mother Josie, Lord, the seniors that are always on board with us, Lord God, and Mother Eleanor. Thank you for these patriarchs who paved the way for so many, Lord God. Thank you for all those that are listening with a listening ear to hear what the Spirit has this morning. Father God, we give your name praise. We give your name glory. And we'll be careful to hear what the Spirit has to say and be led by the Spirit this day and the days to come. We know, Father God, that you're blessing artist's life in its entirety, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, for the speaker that's going to come forth with a message from the throne room. We know, Father God, that it's going to be powerful, so we'll be careful to hear what you have for us this day. And we know, Father God, that you told us in all our ways when we acknowledge you, you surely will direct our paths. So we glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you, Father God, for doing just that, directing our paths this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Hallelujah, I'm here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Songbird. God bless you. Thank you again for ministering us into the presence of the Lord. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for feeding us and greeting us this morning. And definitely we say hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give you the praise this morning. And I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I am saying hallelujah to each and every single one of you all the way from Southern California. And I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we thank each one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you. And as we start this call, we pray that the mission and mandate that was given to our two co-founders is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." This call has a website which you could actually visit at any time of the day. It is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. We open this call up in prayer and end this call in prayer every Monday through Friday. But there may be things that are happening in your life during the course of the week, and maybe you want someone to be in agreement with you, or you have a prayer request, a praise report, or testimony, or maybe you have a question. And so we ask that you would send us an email at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will respond to you. The thread that knitted us all together here on the Master's Call is the phenomenal health and wellness company known previously as Artist International, but currently known as Artist Life, which started over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And he passed the torch over to his son and daughter-in-law, Alejandro Diaz de Leon and Elvia Diaz de Leon. And so that torch continues to burn all over the world. Why? Because an appointment with Artist Life will change your life, but only if you let it. So if you're not familiar with these health and wellness products that are absolutely the best products on this side of heaven, I would ask that you would get back with the person who invited you to this call so that they could share that with you. Also, today is Inspirational Monday. On the new Morning Motivational call, which is following this call, you can dial into that call by dialing 712-770-4005. Please use the access code 294-617-POUND. Well, it is time for us to hear what our speaker has to bring us this morning. And so she is definitely not a stranger to this call. She is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We call her our Mother Eagle. Why? Because she sees things within us that we can't even see ourselves. And she allows us to open up our wings and to spread and to soar throughout the places that we are. And so I thank her because she is definitely a dedicated vessel to the kingdom of God. She steps in wherever needed. She is definitely necessary. She is a pastor. She is a doctor. She is an evangelist. She's a prophet. She's a teacher. She is a preacher. She is a administrator and so much more. Today I say she is the victorious one. She is the anointed one. She is the noble, efficient, saved, sanctified, and appointed one. And at this time, it is a privilege and pleasure and an honor for me to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you so much. Love and appreciate you. Always humbled by your colorful introduction of me and others, and I so graciously appreciate your introduction today and all that you do, leading us into the presence of God with worship and song this morning up early in that Inglewood, California area. You can never tell by how you come on and are so diligent. And again, we thank you for that, as well as our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, for greeting and seating each and every one of us this morning. Well, good morning to our TMC family, welcoming each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. Love when I see new names. And again, a happy anniversary to the Peters, and again to my co-founder there in New York City. Just believing God that you're having a very blessed trip from beginning to end. I was blessed yesterday, always humbled and honored when I'm allowed to minister at our church. And for the last probably 6 or 7 months, God has really been dealing with Vanessa about totally surrendering. And I know some of y'all are probably saying, what? Where, you know, it's easy to compare ourselves to others and we can get by looking good. But when we compare ourselves to the standard that Christ has, wow, we always are still striving. And God was really challenging me that I had not given all of myself since relocating. Now going on November will be 9 years down here in Prairie View from Dallas, Texas. And I could have come up with a myriad of excuses and justifications, but he really challenged me. And a song that would always take me to that place was I Give Myself Away. And most of us know that song by William McDowell, and I absolutely love that song and the words to it that really challenge us to pour all of ourselves out. For many of you who were with us in the Bahamas, the very last group that Dr. Miles Monroe spoke to was our artist group. And something he has said to me since I met him way back in 1990, he would challenge me. I worked part-time for the publisher of his books, and he would always challenge me about, when you've been given a lot of gifts, make sure you die empty. And that rung big in me that many of us are sitting on gifts, and we have more time to do what we're called to do, and the talents and the treasure to further the kingdom of God. So I'm going to minister this morning what I ministered yesterday, and it's probably a series in me on this, with the title, I Give Myself Away. Give to truly live. I give myself away. Give to truly live. And the acronym God gave me for give is grant it voluntarily and effortlessly. Grant, and grant means allow. It could be your time, your talent, your treasures, a task that God has given you voluntarily. God shouldn't have to drag us to purpose. God shouldn't have to trick us to be truthful effortlessly. Right now, all this year in my Bible study class, God's blessed me to be able to teach Wednesday nights to our Bible study class. And we've been in a book by a man I absolutely adore and was blessed to meet before he transitioned, Dr. Bill Bright, with Campus Crusaders for Christ. And we're studying about giving in every area of our life. And I challenged my congregation at the Mount, like I'm going to challenge you here on the call this morning on TMC. We need a spiritual check when, as soon as someone says give, you totally relegate that to just money. That means you don't even understand. And I'm talking to myself first, what God has assigned us as his glory carriers to do. Most of us, when someone says, can you give me, we always think of money. And money is one of the least things that God wants from us. He wants that. And he did talk 60% in the New Testament. Jesus did talk about money. So that's true. But he talked more about giving of ourselves to quit being so self-centered. And sometimes that's hard because we live in a society that it really is me, mine, us four and no more. But we're going to talk this morning briefly about when God says give yourself away, that means you have been gifted, and when you're a gift, you're a present for others. You get blessed in the process, but the mindset has to be, our prayer daily has to be, what opportunity are you going to give me today so that I can give myself away? Let's start with the definition first of what give is according to the Meridian Online Dictionary. Give means, is a verb, to freely transfer the possession of something to someone, or in other words, hand over to. Some of the synonyms are supply or furnish with or give, cause or allow. Or I love the noun definition of gift. Give is the capacity to bend or alter in shape under pressure, elasticity. Many times when God asks us to give of ourselves, we have to be flexible, not coming in with a mindset that doesn't allow for movement, change, or fluidity. See, as believers, we must have a made-up mind that we will give all that we have and all that we are to Christ. Now, he was tapping on my door hard because he was reminding me, I didn't gift you with all these talents and opportunities and connections for you to move at 80% and feel good about it because that may look much, much better compared to others. You know better. Now, Vanessa, you got to do better. And I'm challenging each and every one of us to get in the mirror of God's word and his presence and be honest about, are we giving ourselves away? Yes, that means, again, our time, our talent, our treasure, the task he gives us, all our gifts God has blessed us with to give. That's not a four-letter cuss word, to give. See, when we give, we see ourselves as only a vessel. We want to see ourselves as only a vessel that God is transferring, transporting his vision and his desires from glory to glory. Let's break down that acronym of GIVE, that G in GIVE. First, grant God. Grant, which means allow. Grant God. When giving anything that concerns us, we must first grant God permission to use us. We must be willing vessels. We must allow God to have his way in our life. You know that old hymn, I Surrender All, sing it but mean it. And then secondly, in that G, give with the help of the grace of God. To truly give of ourselves, it takes grace and mercy. And that text scripture is Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. And just for lack of time, I'm going to ask you to refer to the scriptures later. Then thirdly, after you understand God did not, he gave us as creatures of choice, we get to choose. So we have to grant God the ability to speak in our hearts. And we secondly have to be grateful and move in the grace that he gives us and his mercies, which are new every morning. Thirdly, we got to get grounded in the agape love. We cannot give like God requires on our own, in our own flesh. Then, like a palm tree, when the winds of adversity blow in our lives, when the rains of afflictions pour down, when the hurricanes of life are swirling all around us, the palm tree will bend with the wind, but it won't break. And we have Ephesians 3, 17 through 20, when God tells us that he'll do those things in us and through us when we're rooted and grounded in love. And then he can give us then, after we're rooted and grounded, that exceeding abundantly above, because the power of God will be working big in us. Colossians 1, 23, to also read that verse. Fourthly, after an attitude of giving, then fourthly, get grounded in the right soil of success with the right relationships, the right strategy of success, so that after you're grounded, then healthy growth will come. I was teasing them yesterday in church. I said, some of us have been sitting in church 3, 5, 15, 20, 50, 60 years, and you're still struggling over anger. Folks look at you wrong and you will go off on them. Still struggling with forgiveness. Still struggling with patience. At least make the devil use a new trick to get you. You know, you hadn't even grown. You're still going off in 3 minutes. You ought to be at least up to 10 or 15 before you get mad. There ought to be some growth. And what do I mean by healthy growth? You won't want to just give to get. And if you can't clearly see your get, some of us just won't give. Instead, our heart's cry is to be blessed, to be a blessing to others. You see yourself clearly as God's distribution center, more effective and efficient than Amazon, Walmart, or Costco combined. Truly blessing others, not needing your name or your deeds to be broadcasted, because you are only concerned about an audience of one. And that's God. When we grow healthy, we are then groomed for success in Christ. And we do that, the theme of my ministry, Gathering with the Eagles Worship Center, is Ephesians 4:15. Then we'll be able to speak the truth, but in love. Also refer to 2 Peter 3, verses 16 through 18. See, we all need spiritual checkups to make sure we're growing healthy in Christ. How do you do that, Dr. V? Glad you asked. First, what's your word intake? Are you reading his word regularly, daily? Secondly, what's your prayer power level? Little prayer, little power. Thirdly, how solid is your service record? Some of us are not doing anything for anybody out of our circle of influence that doesn't directly benefit us. That's not biblical, scriptural, or godly. Fifth, after your attitude of giving, then second, having that grace from God, and thirdly, getting grounded in God's love and his word, and then fourth, when you begin to grow healthy in Christ, fifthly, realize and know how great and glorious is our God. We then become his glory carriers. Lay your hands on your own belly and prophesy you're a glory carrier. The Holy Ghost lives inside of you with all of heaven backing you up. You're a glory carrier. 2 Chronicles 2, that 4th through 5th verse talks about being a carrier of God's glory. In Psalms 92, that 92nd division of Psalms, that 4th and 5th verse talks about how powerful and glorious our God is as he works through us. I give myself away. Give to truly live. Grant it voluntarily, effortlessly. I sincerely believe our level of giving is directly tied into our intimacy with Christ. Let me say that again. Our level of giving is directly tied to how intimate we are with Christ. See, when we have intimacy, we'll have the ability to attain and maintain what God has poured in us. What are you saying, Dr. B? Guard your prayer time. Guard your personal intimate time with God. Make sure you have some first. And then guard that. And it needs to be well more than 5 minutes just a reading of your daily bread in your upper room. I'm glad you do that. But God requires more than that. That I and give, let the image, the likeness of Christ be reflected in our lives. People ought to know you're a believer without seeing a Jesus pin or a dove on the bumper sticker of your car. There ought to be a countenance of Christ, a glow about you. When you walk in, notify your face and smile, because the image of Christ is to have a Christ-like attitude and Christ-like actions in all we do and say. And I love that other eye that now Pastor Joseph B. Washington says, we got to stay involved in our process of deliverance. Quit being just a spectator. You need to be a participator and be involved in growing in God. And the last I is present tense. We need to do that right now, immediately, when we're giving and with integrity, glorifying God. That be and give is valiantly. Valiant means bravely. Marked or done with valor, a brave person, Psalm 60, the 12th verse. See, in our politically correct environment now, there are many things that are, quote, accepted by the world that still contradict the word of God. Hence, homosexuality. Hence, abortion. Hence, racism. Hence, sexism. Come on now. Racism got Moses' sister turned and hit with leprosy, and she was the praise and worship leader. Abortion and homosexuality is wrong. I don't care, but we got to speak the truth in love. The trouble with most of Christians now is they're beating people like with a bat with the Bible over their heads. God had heathens all around him. Jesus had heathens all around him when he was here, but he spoke the truth in love. He went out among the sinners. He ate with the sinners and let the light of Christ change them. We have to do that and be bold about our convictions and know that it'll make us victorious. Our voice in giving, we have to speak up about being a vessel that God wants to use. And then lastly, again, we're talking this morning about I give myself away. Are you pouring yourself out, all of us out, to give, to truly live for Christ? Grant it voluntarily and effortlessly. When God says give of your time, your talent, your treasure, or a task, do we give away our turn and not step up with that E? So the E is everyone, effortlessly, each of us, engaging, staying involved. First, we got to be ethical. I was teasing him yesterday. Quit doing the holy hustles. And you knew when you stopped and bought that stuff on side the road, somebody had sold it on the third shift and it was hot. Don't be talking about the Lord ordered your footsteps and you got a discount. No. You sinned. You flunked an integrity test. God wants us to be educated, to study and meditate on his word, so that when our hearts will be sensitive to give like the eagles that we are, to soar and see with the eyes of the Spirit when there are needs around us. Be ready to study, to show yourself approved, and that'll allow us to give with a spirit of excellence, always educating ourselves so we can, another E, excel with that spirit of excellence, enabling others to also do the same thing by being an excellent example. See, being a believer, to become a holy mentor, like Moses did for Joshua, like Elijah did for Elisha, like Naomi did for Ruth, like Paul did for Timothy, and like our Jesus did for the 12 disciples, constantly being educated to excel with the spirit of excellence, encouraging others as we enable ourselves to freely give. And then lastly, we're going to endure like a good soldier as we give, because we're equipped with our armor of God on. All this morning, I'm challenging us. Harder days ahead, hear me prophetically. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And the only way we're going to make it is to learn how to give truly ourselves away daily, first to God, and learn to pour out to others. When we give, we truly are living. Grant it voluntarily and effortlessly. When God says give, give of your time, your talent, your treasure, when it's your turn, in Jesus' name. Sorry, I went over. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. What an amazing message to start this week off with, to deny ourselves and give ourselves away to God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But let us pray, right, go to God in prayer right now and pray over our prayer request at this time. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for just being God and for a new day that you have allowed us to see. And God, we will rejoice and be glad in this day because you are our God. And so this morning, Father, we surrender ourselves to you. We submit ourselves and we deny ourselves on this day that we may be used by you according to your Jeremiah 29:11 in our lives, Father. I thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and I thank you for the word that you gave for her to share to us, Father. And as we continue to go through this day, I ask that you would just give her right now the things that she desires, the desires of our heart, God. You said that you would supply all of her needs according to your riches and glory. I speak peace, comfort, strength right now to her in the name of Jesus. I ask that you would restore virtue in her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Bless Mother Josie and their household right now in the name of Jesus. Bless her ministries and her businesses that they would overflow in Jesus' name, Father. And for every person that has dialed into this, the Master's Call on this day, Father, I pray that greater and newer things will begin in their lives, Father, as they surrender and submit themselves to you. We speak total and complete healing right now from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that as we go through this day, that we go through being victorious and knowing that we are all masterpieces created by you as we give ourselves away to you so that you can use us, oh God. We bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and glorify you. We love you, and these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. To go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call where the speaker this morning will be none other than our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. You can dial in that call at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that amazing word this morning to start our week off mightily. And to each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please join us back again on the line at 40 to the hour tomorrow where we begin the call in praise and worship. It has been a privilege and an honor for me to be used by the Lord this morning to be your host today, as well as the person who was designated to bring in the presence of God through worship. So I thank him for using me this morning to be a blessing to you. And at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Vanessa if she will come to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you so much. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that we choose, we desire to give ourselves away to you today and every day. Bring forth the opportunities to our understanding and to our enlightenment. Magnify the needs so that we can be your yielded vessel, your hands extended with our time, our talent, our treasures, and step up when it's our turn, so that we totally pour out what you poured into us. And as we leave this call, but we never leave your presence, continue to stir up inside of us that spirit of being your glory carrier, your giving vessel, that shines bright to all that come across our path. And as we do our part, you will do that exceeding abundantly above in us and through us for your glory and our good. Bless us throughout this week. Order our steps. Keep us strong, rooted, and grounded in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day and week. Pray we'll hear many of you all on the new morning motivational call as we are blessed and just go up a little higher with our prayer general. Be blessed. Bye-bye.